Great timing on this interview with some music being released from Prince's archives today. Is this a new song, or is this something that they've just been hanging on to for a while? Do you know?
It's a song with a very strange provenance, as far as anyone can tell so far. And it's facing legal challenge already. It's a song he worked on with a producer. Mm-hmm. That guy, around maybe middle part of this last decade, he's releasing it as a co-writer and a co-producer. And now, just after it's released, the Prince estate is challenging its release, saying he had signed papers to the effect that he had to re-deliver all materials back to them. So it's new. I mean, it's not new meaning that it was done within the last year. It's new to the public. But it's already wading into that morass of post-death trouble. There's going to be a lot of trouble around many of these releases.
Oh, I'm sure there's going to be. I mean, the estate is, you know, still being discussed. We'll put it that way. Well, let me introduce you to everyone. Ben Greenman is the author of Dig, If You Will, The Picture. This is a new book. It is not about the gossipy side of Prince. Absolutely not. It's the side of Prince that I'm more interested in. I love the creative process. I love to see how things are done, even before the finished product. And this book gives us that look into his life, doesn't it?
Yeah, I as an author and as a novelist, primarily, the thing that I, you know, wrote before this is largely fiction, mm-hmm. and then collaborating with stars like George Clinton or Brian Wilson on their memoirs. Mm-hmm. So I've had a lot of people talking to me and thinking about how work gets made. So that is what I wanted to think about, what subjects concerned Prince before he went in to make a record, and then how he moved those ideas into the finished product that we saw.
How in control was he of his own music? Was he very much the person doing everything?
As a kid, one of the things that attracted me to Prince was that there was a tagline on the album that said, produced, arranged, composed, and performed by Prince. Mm-hmm. And he created the impression that he was a one-man band.
Oh, yeah.
Obviously, that's not true. He had bands. He had producers he worked with. He had, at times, co-writers. But I think maybe more so than any other pop star of that stature, he was in control. And toward the middle part of his career, he fought to be more in control. You know, when he broke with Warner Brothers in the mid-90s, that was partly to give him more control over the release of his work, how much he could put out. So the career tended more toward that over the years. And I think it was something that he really fought for. He felt it was important from very, very early on.
How important was it to him that people think that he had the conception, or they had the impression that he was doing this all himself? He liked that, didn't he?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I think if you look at some of the artists who inspired him, Todd mm-hmm. Rundgren, who's a, you know, a white rock star, mm-hmm. who dabbled in prog rock and ballads, piano ballads, soul. He was sort of the original one-man band, and he was an inspiration to Prince. Stevie Wonder, obviously, also. Those are people who Prince admired greatly. And he had the ability, Prince had the skill set to be able to do all these things, to play all the instruments, to produce, to write, to perform everything. So it's one thing to say, I want to be all parts of this process.
Yeah.
But if you can't play all the instruments, you can't do it. He could, and he did.
What was he really preoccupied when it came to his music? Where were those themes coming from?
Well, I think that the two big themes are sex and God. Mm. And I think that those are there from very early. And people know them. I mean, if you listen to 1999, there's both songs like Little Red Corvette, which are, you know, seduction songs. And then there's more spiritual thinking. What are we here on earth for? Who are we serving? What's the point of existence? And that that rift in his personality, reconciling those two things, played out a lot over the years. And he sort of ping-ponged between different extremes. He tried to go up the middle and figure it out. There's others. There's race. There's the idea of control. There's loneliness. There's a lot of different, you know, themes that run through his work. But obviously the ones, if you were to ask a person on the street, they would say sex immediately,
mm-hmm.
and if they thought about it, they probably would get around to God, too.
Oh, most definitely. And when you're talking about being in control and kind of secreting himself from the world, when he was at Paisley Park, that was his domain. That's where everything was happening for him, wasn't it?
Yeah, I mean, it's where everything happened, including the sad final thing.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's a big part of the story, too, the loneliness and the isolation It's one thing to be a control freak and be prince or king of your own domain. It's another thing to shed some of the support systems that normal people have, you know, in our usual lives. And I think that's part of the story, too. The marriages didn't last. The partnerships didn't last creatively for a long time. Some of them did, but none of them lasted in the way that, you know, a lifelong partnership lasts. And I think it probably did isolate him to some degree.
Oh, yeah. Last year was just a brutal year for rock and roll and for a lot of our jukebox heroes that we lost too early, and learning things about their life, and you're thinking they're a successful, happy person, and in reality, you know, that tortured soul is right there.
Well, you need to be tortured. I mean, I take that back. You don't need to be tortured to make things.
No.
But you need to have tension to make things. And sometimes that tension comes from torture.
Mm-hmm.
I have mixed feelings about this where Prince is concerned, because I feel like he deserved privacy and still deserves it. So as a writer, I'm not that interested in his dependency or his addiction, except insofar as it affected his music and what he was talking about.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone has flaws. And to some degree, if I say they need to show them to me, I'm violating the contract. He's providing me with music and things to think about. I'm not him. I'm not one of his intimates. I don't deserve a look into everything. So it's complicated. When you're a public figure as a celebrity, you have to negotiate that. And yeah, I mean, that was his inner sanctum, but it also was, in the end, the place that did him in a sense.
Yeah, and we probably haven't heard the entire story yet. You had Questlove do the intro to the book. Why Questlove?
He and I have collaborated on a number of books. I co-wrote his memoir, Mometa Blues, with him. During the course of working on that book, obviously, we discovered that we had the shared love for Prince. What's interesting about it is that he and I, have not talked that much about Prince, because to me, Prince fandom is a very personal, private thing, and I think maybe to him too. I'm willing to talk about it. I wrote a book about it.
Mm-hmm.
But that we would have moments where we would say, oh, I love this song, I love this album, and then sort of trail off because we were back inside our private thoughts. He was generous enough to give me the intro, and I know he and I have both immense love for, in some cases, different phases of Prince's work.
Mm-hmm.
But I sort of, again, respect his fandom as a private thing, and he mine. And they're different. He likes some records I don't like. I like some records he doesn't like. But it's really interesting to see someone else who has followed the whole career and who obviously knows more about the making of music than I do.
Well, I know we only have a matter of seconds left. I do have to ask, what will we be seeing from you next?
I don't know what the next book is. There's a book. There's a political book about the current administration that's fiction that may be out soon. There's journalism all along the way. Hard to say. I'm sort of in the midst of the death anniversary now, trying to you know, sort through it all. But there will be more books. There are always more books.
Well, we'll keep an eye out, and we'll make sure we have the link to your website right off of ours. Ben, thank you so much for your time, and it was a pleasure to speak to you, and the book is fantastic. It's Dig, If You Will, the Picture, and we'll be giving our listeners a chance to score their own copy. Ben, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you.